The Nutcracker, Synopsis. Act 1. It is Christmas Eve in the early years of the 20th century at the Stahlbaum home in Shadyside. On the street outside, Godfather Drosselmeyer and his nephew unload mysterious packages from their carriage. The guests begin to arrive, and as Drosselmeyer introduces them to his nephew, they are repelled by his deformed countenance. Drosselmeyer consoles his nephew and unveils the Nutcracker, revealing its role in this night of magic. In her bedroom, Marie, the Stahlbaum's daughter, is reading Kaufman's book of Christmas stories for boys and girls. Dr. and Mrs. Stahlbaum enter and present her with two special gifts, a beautiful scarf and a pair of toe shoes that signify Marie's coming of age. Marie admires her new self in the mirror and envisions her dreams. Drosselmeyer and his nephew finish their preparations for the party. Alone, Drosselmeyer clutches the Nutcracker and remembers how his nephew came to be cursed by the dreaded seven-headed rat king. The party is underway, and the guests exchange gifts, trim the tree, and dance. Drosselmeyer's magic tricks delight the children, but he has even bigger mysteries in store for Marie. He gives her the Nutcracker, which she adores. Next, he introduces her to his nephew, and as Drosselmeyer had hoped, Marie sees through the nephew's affliction to the goodness within him. The party concludes with Drosselmeyer's magical piece de resistance, a trick which upsets Marie so much that she runs upstairs. The guests say their goodbyes, and the family retires for the night. Drosselmeyer reappears in a swirl of his cape to set the stage for the magic to come. As midnight approaches, Marie steals downstairs to find her beloved Nutcracker. But Marie is not alone. Mice and human-sized rats threaten her from every side. Overcome, she faints. When she comes to, she finds herself and the whole house under a spell. Everything is growing, even Nutcracker, who becomes life-sized. The mice and rats return to terrify Marie. But Nutcracker rallies the toy soldiers and storybook characters to rescue Marie. As the battle reaches its peak, Marie's compassion for the Nutcracker ensures victory over the King of the Rats, and the Nutcracker is transformed into a handsome prince. He invites Marie on a journey through the glittering snowy forest to the Land of Enchantment. Guided by the Snow King and Queen, they set off on a magical sleigh ride. Act 2. Drosselmeyer prepares the way for the arrival of Marie and the Prince in the Land of Enchantment, where the Sugarplum Fairy, the vision of Marie's dreams, and her cavalier greet the travelers. The Prince relates the tale of the battle, telling how Marie saved his life by helping to defeat the seven-headed Rat King. In gratitude, the Sugarplum Fairy presents Marie with a beautiful gift. Marie expresses her appreciation in a dance with the flowers. The grand festival begins, with the dancers from many lands entertaining Marie and the Prince. Each dance is a gift of gratitude that Marie will carry with her forever. Her visit to the Land of Enchantment culminates with a grand pas de deux danced by the Sugarplum Fairy and her cavalier. Christmas Day dawns on the street outside the Stahlbaum home. Drosselmeyer and his nephew make their way to their carriage, stopping to reflect on the night's wondrous proceedings. Marie's compassion has broken the Rat King's curse, and the nephew's handsome face is restored. Marie awakens in her bedroom, wondering at the fantastic nature of the night's events. Was it all a dream? She finds her beautiful scarf, a souvenir of her visit to the Land of Enchantment. Can it be? She rushes to the mirror, and there, ever faithful, is her Nutcracker Prince.